Jacinta Price, good morning and welcome again to the Night Shift. How are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm good, and thank you for having me. It's been a little while.
It has been a little while, but look, I had to talk to you about this Coon cheese story. It's been done now. We're going to move on. But I just can't, and I, you know what my thoughts were. I said it last night on the radio. I think it's a massive beat up, and I think there are way more important things to be done to improve the plight of Aboriginal people than by changing the name of a cheese that's been around for over 80 years that was actually named after the founder, Edward William Coon. There was absolutely nothing racist in the name. It's a bloke's surname. Anyway, enough of my rant, Jacinta. I want to hear your rant.
Look, I absolutely agree with the fact that, one, it's certainly never been racist. It's never been targeted toward, you know, trying to insult us as Indigenous people. And, you know, any Indigenous people with half a brain understand this and also understand that we've got far greater issues to be concerned with than the name of a cheese company. I mean, seriously, you know, like, it's, you know, particularly where I come from in the Northern Territory, we're dealing with really critical issues on a regular basis. Just in the last couple of days, we've had a woman, another woman murdered in a family, in a domestic violence related incident. You know, a lot of us were connected to this. I've been connected to this distantly through family. But these are the sorts of things that occur on a regular basis. And when, you know, when you get issues like this come up in the media around trying to change the name of a cheese company, it's really quite trivial. And it, in fact, it takes attention away from those really critical and important issues that all Australians need to be on the same page with in order to be able to address them.
Couldn't agree more. And you are at the coalface of all of this. And by the way, congratulations on being Deputy Mayor of Alice Springs.
Thank you.
You have a lot more important things to worry about than the name of a cheese. But it's been done and we will move on. But as I said, I thought it was a complete beat up. And I got an email alluding me to a couple in Dubbo that run a fruit and veggie store. Their name is Coon, and that's the name that they have. It's been in their family for years and years and years, and they feel that they've been vilified. And I'll send you a copy of what I've got here just for your information. But, I mean, there are, as you say, more important things. You had a murder, a lady murdered in your area just recently. You talk about the health issues facing Indigenous people and the problems facing beautiful, innocent Aboriginal children. And I think this is all a big deflection.
It's a huge deflection. And as I said, in terms of us as Australians all needing to be on the same page to really address these critical issues, vilifying other individuals because of their last name, you know, is perceived by others who obviously come from very privileged backgrounds themselves, because they can be more concerned with things like the names of cheese companies than these really critical issues. Well, you know, it's not doing us any favours as a nation to really encourage unity to come together to solve some of these issues. And you know, I'm in contact on a regular basis with you know, women across the country, Indigenous women across the country, who feel like they don't have a voice in our nation because issues like this are at the forefront. They don't feel like you know, they can be heard. They are vilified by their own family members if they speak out about these particular issues, and they need the support of the wider Australian community. So we need to start concentrating on what brings us together as Australians, and not trivial issues that in fact don't divide us until someone chooses those issues, picks them up and decides that it's a dividing issue.
And this is another thing, and you and I haven't rehearsed this. In fact, I think it's the first time you and I have talked about it, but Australia Day is just around the corner. And for a lot of Indigenous people, including my Uncle Charlie, he calls it Invasion Day. There are, just around Sydney, there are special Indigenous ceremonies that are going to take place, but there is also going to be planned protests on Australia Day. Look, is Australia Day just way too divisive? I actually find Anzac Day a day that brings us together, probably more than Australia Day. But I'd like to know your thoughts.
Well, I think it's only divisive for those who want it to be divisive. The vast majority of Australians celebrate Australia Day, not because of the things that divisive individuals choose it to be for, but because they're proud of this nation. And if we beat ourselves up as a nation constantly and do not celebrate what we have created together as a nation and built together as a nation, well, how do we begin to solve our problems if we can't find moments where we can actually be proud? There's so much focus on you know, negative aspects of our country when we are one of the greatest countries in the world and luckiest countries in the world. And the way Indigenous Australians have advanced over the last few decades is absolutely incredible. You know, if you compare it to the United States and their issues that they have over there in terms of conflicts, in terms of racial issues, we as a nation are still quite young, younger than America is, and yet we managed to get on top of our issues fantastically. And, you know, the other thing is people forget that, I think it was in 1949, that on Australia Day is when we all became Australian citizens and no longer British subjects. And that's another reason why we celebrate on that particular day. And as Deputy Mayor, I'm well aware of the fact that right across the country, in fact, it is the most popular day for people to become citizens of this country. Now, do we forget entirely about those people who have made it their day to become Australian citizens, people who have fled from war to make this country their home? We completely forget that they are also part of our country as well in a lot of these arguments. It's always made out to be simply black and white, but we are a nation of multiculturalism, and we should all be celebrating how we have all contributed to make this nation as free and as wonderful a nation as it is.
I'm talking with Jacinta Price, proud Aboriginal woman, Director of Indigenous Research at the Centre for Independent Studies. She's Deputy Mayor of Alice Springs Council. In Alice Springs, it doesn't get more Australian than Alice Springs. How do you celebrate Australia Day in the Alice?
Well, Alice Springs is a wonderful place. It's a place that I've been able to grow up in, having an Aboriginal mother, Warrpiri mother, and a white Australian father. And many other kids in my community grew up the same way, of both mixed heritage. And it was our normal to be part of both sides of what it means to be Australian like that. I mean, you know, and if we go north, we've got Indigenous Australians of mixed Greek background and Asian and a whole melting pot in the Northern Territory. But, you know, in Alice Springs itself, we are always striving to do what's best for all of us as an entire community, even though we have the world's oldest living culture and contemporary culture coming together here in a place like Alice Springs. And, I mean, that's one thing that we're very proud about, is the way we can celebrate that we work alongside one another to solve our issues. And on Australia Day, it really is about that celebration. I mean, a lot of my family members in town camps have barbecues celebrating Australia Day. You know, they get out their inflatable pools and fill them up, and the kids are splashing around and they're enjoying themselves. And that's how I've always understood Australia Day to be celebrated in my community. And it's a far more recent issue, this division of race in Australia, for those of us here in Alice Springs and throughout the Northern Territory, because in general terms, we've just got on with each other.
Wow. I'll talk to you again a little bit closer to Tuesday, January 26th, but Jacinta, it's always good to talk to you, and you and I think, are going to catch up around March sometime. We'll work on it, okay?
That'll be great, yeah.
All right, Jacinta. Take care. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Well done.
You too. Thanks, Luke.